Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but you've been wondering lately about language barriers, many of them in the world, many of them in our country. How does God feel about languages, learning other languages other than our own? Well, my friend, understanding language is very important. It's actually talked about quite a bit in the Bible and begins with the way the Bible was written. The New Testament was written in ancient Greek. The Old Testament was written in ancient Hebrew, with a much smaller portion of it written in Aramaic. But these days, it's not just about learning the language of another nationality. No, we have to learn to discern the terminology used right here in America, terms which may use English words, but do not mean what you think they mean, or at least no longer mean what they once meant. Here's one. How about an example? Here's one. White supremacist. Now, in reality, that term does have an accurate literal meaning, and it's pretty simple, pretty generic. People who believe that on the basis of their own white skin, they are somehow superior to all people of color. Bigots. Racists. However, in these woke PC cancel culture times, that old definition won't do. Oh no. Here now is the new and improved definition. Yeah, white supremacist now means anyone who disagrees with the Marxist fascist agenda being forced down our throats in this new Biden administration. You see, the Democrats who are now in complete power in Washington won't call themselves fascists because they know that in a constitutional republic, there is no way to defend fascism with any actual fact. They are fascists. They're trying to lead us into a fascist government. They're succeeding. They know that, but they're not going to use the word fascist because there's no example of good fascism from history. So instead, they claim anyone who voted for Donald Trump in the last election is a white supremacist. That includes, by the way, the millions of Hispanics and millions of African Americans who voted for Trump. They're now white supremacists. Make sense? Of course, Trump was just an easy mark. The left has been disseminating these lies about conservatives and accusations and falsehoods about conservatives for many, many years. Trump just made it easier because of his brash personality in his tweets. Many of my fellow Christians prior to the election expressed grave concern with the tweets of President Trump because they were so unpresidential. Well, fellow Christians, how do you like things now? I know a lot of you voted for Trump, but I know a lot of you didn't vote for Trump, so how do you like it? Trump is no longer in the White House. Are you happy? Are you still patting yourself on the back? Are you still congratulating yourself as a person of high conscience and high moral fiber? How unlike Jesus that President Trump would talk brashly. Never mind that Jesus himself pulled no punches when he called religious hypocrites a brood of vipers, when he called religious hypocrites whitewashed tombs. Never mind all that. You still went ahead and voted for Biden, a man whose party accepts actual infanticide, not merely abortion, actual literal infanticide accepted by the Democrat Party, but he doesn't tweet. He doesn't tweet, at least not like President Trump did. Joe Biden. A man who in just 2 months sat down with his advisors, a.k.a. those who pull his puppet strings, and they all said, if we were to make a wish list of items that would quickly destroy America, what would be on that list? Well, let's start by continuing to keep the country shut down over COVID, the excuse and gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, keep the country shut down and all these strangulation regulations. It'll obliterate the middle class, leaving nothing but a bunch of peasants who are 100% dependent on the government. Yeah, shutdowns. Welcome to year two of our 15-day lockdown. Just 15 days. We can close business down and stay home for 15 days, can't we? Save a lot of lives that way. Who couldn't do this for just 15 days? 15 days? Who couldn't sacrifice for just 15 days? Who couldn't close their businesses for just 15 days? Now, a year later, we're told that even with the vaccine, we will still have to wear masks. We will still have to limit restaurants to 25% capacity, if they're allowed to open up at all, if they're allowed to meet inside at all. Now, governors like Newsom are shamelessly saying, we're never going back to normal. Is this supposed to be a surprise? Didn't we already know this? Anybody with eyes and ears knew it. I told you a whole year ago on this radio show that our blue state governors never, ever intended to go back to normal, but they don't tweet. Not like Trump. And while they're keeping you safe and keeping you from having any kind of genuine public life, they are opening our borders and letting people into the country illegally without testing them for COVID. All the while letting criminals out of jail. Why? Because of COVID. And then they threaten to arrest small business owners who dare to open up. Why? Due to COVID. But they don't tweet. They don't tweet. And speaking of jail, states like California and New York are getting rid of bail. But this is just for starters. The leftists in Washington and unchecked leftists in big tech are in alliance, removing comments from Facebook or comments from YouTube which claim election fraud last November. You see, anyone who claims election fraud is a traitor to our country. This from the people who did nothing, absolutely nothing, but scream election fraud on behalf of Hillary the entire 4 years Trump was in office. These are the people who just passed a bill codifying election fraud. Well, they don't call it fraud, but they just codified election fraud by making it illegal for any state to ask for ID at a poll, overturning the rights of individual states to make ballot harvesting illegal, or basically to make any election law of their own. While they tell us not to complain about cheating, they have legalized cheating. Well, why not? It works. They got away with it. And our worthless Supreme Court wouldn't even listen to any of the election fraud cases. And what about the critical race theory that's going to now be taught in our public schools? Your little children will be told that they should be ashamed if they were born white. Now you think about that for a moment. Ashamed of their skin color, they're going to be taught, all in the name of stopping racism. They'll also be telling your sons that they might really be girls, and they'll be telling your daughters that they might really be boys. How does this square with the Bible, my fellow Christians? And now there is also talk, speaking of the Bible, of making the Bible itself the latest victim of cancel culture. We knew this was coming, right? Why? Because it dares to call Jesus the only way to God. And they just came up with a new term for that, theocide. They'll keep making up the words. They'll keep making up the rules. They'll keep changing the rules as they go. The rest of us are supposed to lay down and play dead. This is who you voted for. This is what you voted for. How do you like it? Look, I know Biden is losing it mentally. I know Biden probably had a stack of executive orders put on his desk that he never even read. I have some sympathy for him. I do, but only to a point, because I have followed the career of this man for many years. Even with his full faculties, the man was a pathological liar and a political opportunist who changed his position with the direction of the wind. He may not know what he's doing right now, but if he had known what he was doing, I am convinced he would have done exactly the same thing. But whoever's doing it, however it's getting done, it is getting done. America, with the exception of a few states trying to hold on, a few states trying to push back, America, the beautiful, has more or less been destroyed. But Biden doesn't tweet. He may have forgotten what a tweet was, and if he ever remembers, he'll claim he invented Twitter not long after he invented ice cream back in Scranton and not long after he helped Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.